Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow.
Technical difficulties, but we're back on it. Hi, Ashley and Miranda.
Hi, Star.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello.
How's everything going?
Good.
Good. Well, as you know, on Team Station, we like to start off with current events. Lots have been going on since we've started, since we spoke last. First, do you guys know about the Supreme Court revisit on gay marriage in California?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That has definitely been the talk. And actually, can you believe this? 9 million people on Facebook had their photo as the equality image as their face as their photo 77,000 times.
Wow.
So it's certainly affected a lot of people.
Mhm.
And although it's just taken place in California, I think it's definitely turned heads all over the nation.
Yeah, I guess it's just seen as like a foot in the door type of thing. You know, just like, you know, in the South, you know, what was the first state to ban segregation? It's like, you know, a stepping stone. If it could become legal there where it's been so tumultuous, you know, it might be a sign for everywhere else to get it together.
Yeah, exactly. Really, how many people have just switched, like, in the last couple months to supporting gay marriage? I think they said, like, before the new year, I think there were 17 Democratic senators who were opposed to gay marriage, and now there's only 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're definitely coming of a new age right now. I know Bill Clinton was the first one to talk to and have a big speech publicly about gays and within the military, but then he brought in Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so that was sort of a shun, but this is the first president that really took this huge stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because when you think about it, it is unconstitutional to ban gay people from getting married, you know, especially considering the basis of, you know, the Constitution and all those things was to deem, you know, all of us equal. So to ban someone from something on the basis of morale, or morals rather, is unconstitutional. I mean, there's no real reason why gay people shouldn't be married except for, oh, you know, we're trying to maintain the moral standing of America, and that's not fair.
What I think is interesting is that so many people are bringing religion into it, but getting legally is through the government. It's not a religious ceremony. That's just like, it's just a ceremony, you know? But actually getting legally married has nothing to do with religion.
Exactly. The main factor in all of this is morality, religion, and all those things. Because from a legal standpoint, there's no reason why gay people shouldn't be married. None.
Mm-hmm. And fewer people, even heterosexuals, bring in religion. I mean, a lot of people just go get it legally done at the courthouse and get it done. There's some people that do the traditional way, but there's more and more individuals who just want to be married. One of the attorneys who was opposing, his argument was that only opposite sex marriage, opposite individuals should have a marriage because they're able to produce children.
And that's not the point of a marriage.
Pardon?
That's not the point of a marriage. I'm surprised a lawyer would say something like that, because he should know that part of a marriage is joining your incomes, is having certain rights to visit your partner when they're in the hospital, having certain entitlements to the wealth that you've helped them build. So I'm actually surprised that a lawyer would come out of their face and say that the sole, that's saying that the sole purpose of marriage is to bear children. So that means that barren women, that means that old people, they don't have a right to get married because a child can't be produced from that union. And that's a very ignorant thing to say.
It's just interesting because a lot more people nowadays, especially women, are having a career, possibly having children later, or not even having children and just being with their husband and just continuing their life like that. So some people can't even produce children because they're older and there's all these other influences. So that really can't be the basis of the argument. But
marriage,
that's one of the things that you said, that marriage should be between two individuals who are able to bear children. And
that is
just
so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So right now, 9 states admitted, 38 ban it, and now they're working on California. So it's certainly big news within the nation.
Yeah.
But I think technology, you're able to see it visually and hear it, especially with like Facebook and all the social media, what impact it has on individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that occurred is that, well, as everyone knows, March Madness is going on. It's very, I think a lot of underdogs are making a huge name for themselves. Do you guys follow March Madness?
Is that a sports thing? I'm sorry, is that a sports thing, March Madness?
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah. Oh, I bow out now. Go ahead, Miranda.
I only follow because there's one boy who has a bet with my math teacher that if Georgetown University lost, my math teacher would have to bake us cookies, and they did.
Oh, so you're getting cookies.
Yep.
I'm
excited.
Yes. I'm in and out. I follow at the end, of course, when it's like the finals. But I definitely watch with Georgetown. And last year, I went to Lehigh, which is in Pennsylvania, and we beat Duke. So that was our own claim to fame that we've ever had. So that was pretty big for us. But it's basically taken over. A lot of people like do brackets, and even if you don't even know about basketball, you just guess because maybe you like their mascot or maybe you like their colors. And what you do is just pick a whole bracket and put in, it can range from like a dollar to an exorbitant amount of money. An interesting app that was created, whereas that, so many people are checking the bracket, checking the scores throughout the day. And of course, people have jobs as well. So they're supposed to be doing work, but they're just hooked on this from the past like 2 weeks and continuing on now. And so there's an app that was created that if your boss walks by, you're able to somehow like shut it down or like have an alert or something. And so apparently bosses around the nation got upset about this. But literally anything can be created.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow that. What exactly happened?
Mm-hmm. There's an app that was created,
okay.
And if you're watching basketball, following who's winning, the score, you're able to close it down or have some alert that your boss is coming. And so a lot of bosses were getting upset that they're hiding this from them and also not doing their work at the same time.
I love that. I think first of all, why would they be mad? Like, now you know that your boss is coming and you can be a more productive human being. Whereas your boss catches you in a bad moment and then they're going to... Bosses just need to be better people. Then people won't have to make apps.
So you're saying they should join the party?
Hmm?
They should join the party.
They need to get the chip off their shoulder and be people again. And then no one would have to hide from them. That's how I feel.
Did you guys hear about the 17-year-old CEO?
Yeah, no. I believe he made a program and he sold it to Yahoo for like 40 some ridiculous amount of money, like
$30 million.
Yeah. And he's smart. He stayed on to work with Yahoo. He didn't just settle for the money. I like that.
Right. And
yeah,
I was watching the interview that he was on. He's like, he wasn't, and I actually believe him that he's not doing this for the money. He actually is passionate about technology and wants to see change.
God bless him. Because, I mean, any 17-year-old, $30 million and they're done. That's it. I've made my mark.
What would you do with $30 million?
Oh, God. I'm not someone who could not work, so I'm totally on his bandwagon. I would be working. But I would definitely buy myself, like, a penthouse in the city. And I'd buy my mom her own house. And I'd buy myself a nice car and probably go shopping a lot. And then I would invest the rest and start my own nonprofit, like, organization, like a charity. I would definitely start some charities.
That's a good one. Right, what would you do?
I have no idea.
Probably shopping. I've kind of fantasized about myself winning money so many times that I kind of have a plan.
Just the winning aspect.
Yes.
So another topic in the news is Victoria's Secret has been actually has had a controversy lately about their slogan, which is called Pretty Young Things, and it's aimed towards, of course, young girls, and a lot of parents are upset. And they think that... Like, well, first of all, the demographic that they're aiming towards is a 335 billion dollar demographic. And so the spending power that they have is huge.
Yeah.
They've been able to capture this. So what are your guys' thoughts about the parents getting upset at the company versus, I've heard two arguments. Individuals who feel that they should just focus on the home, and if you're able to raise your child right, or obviously young children and even some teens and adults, are easily influenced and can go with that and just feel like you need to be skinny and tall and pretty, and that's how they are all the time. What are your thoughts?
And I get so annoyed with topics like this because people like to run and blame companies. We all know companies have a bottom line, and that's to make money. I can't be mad at a company for trying to make money and doing that by any means necessary. As a parent, it's your responsibility that if you feel like a message that a company is sending your child is wrong and you know that your child likes this company, you need to sit down and have a talk with them and let them know, listen, this is not what life is all about. You know, you're more than being pretty and young. You know, you're smart, you're this, you're that, you know. That's the parents' responsibility. The company's sole responsibility is to make money for the company. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think they actually did a study, and it's like less than 100 people in the world actually fit the qualifications of being a Victoria's Secret model. But honestly, I feel like people are starting to move away from the whole, like, oh, they're going to be so influenced by, you know, wanting to look skinny and stuff.
I think
there's been a lot more embracing of how you look naturally.
Yeah, I agree. I think teenagers really understand what the truth is, and even though some people try to hide it.
Yeah, I think people need to take responsibility for themselves and for their children. Like, if you know your child, if you notice that your child tends to be easily influenced by commercials, you need to have a talk with your child. And you need to be observed. You need to be a present parent. You can't just be a passive parent and then, you know, your daughter's 16 and pregnant and you wonder why. You know, you have to be active throughout the course of the childhood. And then when they're older, they can make those decisions on whether or not they want to be influenced by Victoria's Secret. But while they're in your house, you control it. That's how I was raised, at least.
So speaking of taking responsibility for yourself, this certainly is a season where that is very present, and I'm going to play a little song to get you in the mood.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody.
Party all around, a lot of people are going to be doing, because this is spring break season right now. And responsibility is something that sort of goes out the window with some people.
Yes.
But there's many ways, actually, to spend your spring break. And I think a lot more people are going towards a non-conventional way of spending their spring break. So in regards to spring break, actually, we'll start off with experiences, with personal experiences with spring break. Ashley, do you have any experiences with spring break?
I don't think so. I'm pretty much the type that spring break was just a time to catch up on sleep and hang around locally. So I've never done anything like go to Puerto Rico or go, you know, to Cabo or, you know, any quintessential, you know, spring break town. I've never had that real true, like when you think of it in your head, I've never had that true spring break experience.
And, well, you're just a sophomore, Miranda, so what did last year's for spring break, just basically relaxing, right?
Yeah, usually I stay at home, but one year I think we went to Puerto Rico because my parents have a friend who let us stay at their house. But
that's
that was
awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like it's sort of a mixture nowadays. They're naming just different, well, actually 17 was naming different things that you can do for spring break. And basically relaxing is a real nice thing after heavily stressed year that you had at school, or whether it's papers or applying to schools or applying, getting internships. It's certainly not only just a time for spring break, but it's a stressful time because you have so many different components that you're dealing with.
Most definitely. Sleep has become such a commodity to me. Like, sleep, I value sleep over so many things I never thought I would.
How would you advise someone to de-stress?
I think everyone has their own method, but I know for me, sleep is the number one thing that calms me down. So the first night of, like, a spring break, I sleep for, like, 12 hours. And I know that sounds very horrible and too much sleep is bad for you, but as a college student, I average 4 hours of sleep a night. So that 12-hour sleep, I wake up and, like, my back is not, you know, achy anymore, and I just feel fresh. And that and waking up after a good night's sleep is really step one. And then I just like to do my favorite things, like take a leisurely breakfast, like not rush to do anything. Spend a day at home. I know a lot of young people, as soon as they get their break, they want to go out every night. But I would really advise spending a day at home, taking it easy, watching a movie, taking a bath if you have a bath, and like just chilling. It's good stuff.
How would you advise, Miranda? That sounds pretty good to me. Miranda, how would you advise students or teens listening to us to de-stress?
Just don't take time too seriously. I mean, I know a lot of people who were talking like, oh, you know, I have to wake up at 10 o'clock every day so I can do all these, like, social things. Just relax a little, you know?
Yeah.
Don't try to be too scheduled and take it easy, you know, get some tea and open up the Netflix.
I love it. I mean, that's certainly true. There are other ways. You don't have to be rowdy for your spring break. You can just relax, and actually may even help you for the rest of the year.
Exactly.
I mean, you still have a couple more months to go, and you want to be able to attain as much energy and use your energy efficiently throughout that year. And so take this time to relax.
Yeah.
Another way individuals can utilize their spring break, or still in that you don't necessarily have to go on a big trip, but you can. But another way you can do spend your spring break is volunteering. There's a couple websites. There's one website called One to One Volunteering, and it gives you great trips and places to volunteer, like build houses and help out different communities.
That's wonderful.
And and this is all specifically for those spring breakers. And I think there's more and more websites like that which show that this has now become an alternative way to spend your spring break, and not just the crazy, I mean, you can still have it, but not just the Cancun and just the Miami. There's another website called Breakaway, which also gives you other volunteer locations to do to spend on your spring break.
That's awesome.
Oh, go on.
No, I was going to say that there's a site for people who, if they legit want to spend their, like, spring break the traditional way, there's a site called studentcity.com, and you become a recruiter on your campus, and you get to go to this, like, there are different jobs, but one of the jobs is that you get to go and be a supervisor for spring break. But it doesn't matter, because you're still at the club. You can still have fun. You're just monitoring other people. But, like, you still get to go to, like, Mexico, all their locations, and you get paid to have your spring break, and you help people remain safe. So it's a really cool job for those who want to make money and have a true spring break.
Making money and having fun, that sounds like a good deal.
Yes, indeed.
So as we're talking about relaxing, let's just take a little relaxation to listen to The Great Escape.
Paper bags and plastic cars, all our belongings in shopping carts. It's goodbye.
Great Escapes right in your neighborhood, and we want to talk about tonight also about spending spring break on a budget, because I know it's especially tough now getting part-time jobs in the summer or just making money on the side. It becomes expensive to have these huge trips to Mexico or Florida or Panama, so you could even just look in your own backyard and have become a tourist in your local town. A lot of people, even I, hardly get a chance to go see all the monuments, and I'm not able to do it until someone comes and actually wants to do it, and then I take the time to go watch and go see all the monuments.
Yeah, I agree.
You can also check on a lot of different social media sites. One specifically is Groupon, and then Gilt has something called the Gilt Group Jet Setter. There is also called the Groupon Getaway, and these are just trips that you can take. They probably have most likely the all-inclusive package, and they just have great deals. And there's something else called Student City or STA travel. There's also the option of the EF college break. Living Social has something called Living Social Adventure. And don't forget, you can also use your student discount, whether you're taking the train or anywhere. They're just always ask if they have student discounts. And no one really thinks to ask of that, but a lot of places do have that.
Yeah. I like the EF student tours. I never did one. But there's also a site that's not educational, though. It's called Contiki, but it's for our older teens because you have to be 18 to 35. But they have tours, and you're in a group with people that are young like you, and they travel to all different locations. They have packages in North America, South America, Europe, and I think they even have some in Australia and Africa, but they do. And that's also a really fun site. I've known people who've gone on those tours, and they said it was an amazing, like, life-changing time. And you get to do so much in, like, 2 weeks. You get to do so much. So tours are a good investment because they're short, and you get to do a lot.
That's good. I mean, there's so many options out there, and even for individuals who are stressing because they didn't make plans months ahead of time, there's still opportunities out there if you want to do something, get involved. They also have, you can have your own staycation and just stay home and have an old-fashioned picnic. They gave options. 17 also gave an option of having baking parties if you really like to bake. So you can just be creative. But at the end of the day, you can just stay simple and get some sleep.
Yes.
Mhm.
That is my prerogative. Sleeping is lovely. For people in New York City, there are tons of things to do, and some cost money, and some don't. like some museums are offering like gardening lessons and like teaching you how to get ready for spring. They have like a lot of things that you could take like your little sister, or little brother on, because you know a lot of our teenagers, their little, you know, siblings are home with them too, and they're often stuck with the role of babysitter, which tends to make them go like, okay, guys, I have to pass because I have to stay home and watch my little brother. So there are tons of activities at the museums for families. I know families are happy to have their children back again. So there are a lot of really cool shows. Like I know Cirque du Soleil, they have this one of their new shows called Totem, and everyone's talking about it. It's all the rage, and it's that's in Citi Field, and it's running through most of spring break. So that's another good one I found. And then for people in Brooklyn, a lot of times people in Brooklyn feel like they have to travel out to Manhattan to do anything, but the Ringling Brothers have actually come to Brooklyn, and they're having a show, a circus show, and that's in Flatbush and Atlantic Avenue. So that's good for people in Brooklyn, too. So there's tons of things going on in the city of New York for spring breakers.
And you can even travel to New York, take Megabus, and do all those fun activities for a small
fee. Yeah. Don't forget to take buses. You know, buses are like $60 round trip. And you can, like, go, if you can't afford Mexico, try to go to, like, Boston. If you're on the East Coast or if you're on the West Coast, like, go to Las Vegas or Arizona or whatever for really cheap. Do a road trip. Road trips are awesome.
Road trips are the best. And you can take so many pictures, put them on Instagram as you're traveling. And California just brought in Megabus for all of you East Coasters who know about Megabus. Megabus now is offered in California, and you can travel from L.A. to San Fran, L.A. to Oakland, and L.A. to Vegas, I believe. So you can definitely spend spring break on a budget is certainly available.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in D.C.?
Well, in D.C., there's many festivals going on. Right now is the beginning. We haven't had them bloom yet, but is the beginning of the cherry blossoms. And the cherry blossoms start this weekend, and then they end the 12th of April. So next weekend, they will have a whole bunch of festivities. They'll have different parades within the National Mall. And they will also have a 10K, a small little race for kids.
That's cool.
So that's definitely, for this next couple of weeks, that's definitely the big event in D.C. But D.C. always has many things available all throughout the year. You can, as always, see all the monuments, the museums. There's great hikes in Virginia. Have you done any of the touristy stuff, Miranda?
No, I always wanted to do one of those duck tours where they have, like,
yeah,
the bus that can go into the water. But
right, exactly.
One.
They have that in Philadelphia, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, the duck tours. And they have a double-decker bus that goes all around. And the neat thing about the big red double-decker bus is that you can get off at any location and stay as long as you want and walk to another location or another site and then jump on another bus. So you don't necessarily need to stay with their schedule. You can make your own schedule. D.C. is certainly known for having great brunches. There's many different locations that you can have
nice
brunch.
City.
Exactly. In Barracks mm-hmm. Row, Eastern Market on Sundays is a fun place to go. And then also as well as in Chinatown and Adams Morgan. So there's so many different things that you can do. And you have all the other states just right, as they call the DMV, they have Maryland. If you want to stay in or visit the city but then stay outside of Virginia or stay in Maryland, you can get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And also, don't forget your Amtrak. I mean, Amtrak makes travel so much faster. It costs a little bit more, but it is still cheaper than an international trip. And
student discount.
Student discounts. If you have student advantage, I have a student advantage card, so if I were to ever book Greyhound or Amtrak travel, I can get like 15% off discount. Sometimes they have discounts based on popular vacation times for students or, you know, going home or whatever. So it's a really good resource. And I use Amtrak to travel to D.C., and D.C. is a wonderful city. The business district, if you're going to stay there, is a great place to get a cheap hotel because, you know, they get so much traffic there because people go there to work that their prices are lower. And the good thing is that for some reason when I was in D.C., everywhere, like, when you could be anywhere in D.C., and to get to the business district is 8 minutes. It's like an 8-minute cab ride. So the cabs don't cost that much either.
Yeah,
so it's definitely a good place
to
visit.
New York. The cabs do not cost that much at all.
No, not at all.
And a great app that I've used, and I use it, and this is great because we can talk about New York and D.C. because we're located in both those areas, but we travel to the each of the areas as well.
Yeah.
When I stayed at a hotel in New York, I literally got it the morning of, which I know is risky, but I have this app called Hotel Tonight, and what it does it lists all the hotels, whether you want Midtown, Uptown, whether you want to go to Brooklyn, Staten Island, anywhere. It just lists the locations where the hotels are available, and it has different categories, like the luxe category, the hip category, basic, and then one other one. Standard. So these are basically a description of the hotels, and the prices are phenomenal because you're booking it the night of. The only bad thing, if you're staying for a long period of time, of course, you may want to get that further in advance, but if you're doing sort of like a road trip and you're going to New York, you're going driving to Philly, doing all these, and then heading to D.C., and then going all the way down down south, it would be good to utilize because you can stay at fun areas. They'll give you a description if they have, like, a nice restaurant or anything that's around it, and you just book it for the night. And I got a hotel room in New York City right downtown. I think it was on Fifth Avenue for – like $150.
That's great. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Look, yeah, definitely download Hotel Tonight.
I will. That sounds like a great app. Also, for people who are doing road trips or traveling, there's this really cool app. I think it's called Gogobot. Yeah, and it allows you to create postcards from wherever you are and send them to your family. So, like, you can send a postcard that's, like, wishing you were here, and it'll say, like, where you are and stuff like that. And it allows you to also find hotels, restaurants, food, and cool finds, like, in the city that you're in. And so not only do you get to create an experience for yourself, you get to share that experience with your family. It's, like, and your friends, and it's, like, you're creating, you know, a new experience everywhere you go, and your family's getting to, you know, go on that ride with you, and they get, like, a little reminder of where you are all the time. So that's a really cool app for people who plan on traveling. Yeah. It's a really, really cool app.
Can you tell the listeners again what it's called?
Gogobot. But I'm going to confirm right now that I got that right. Gogobot. Yes. Yes, it is Gogobot. Literal spelling. G-O-G-O-B-O-T. It's really cute.
This is great information, guys, listening in. Certainly take advantage. Don't be stressed if you haven't made any plans. If you're just relaxing, that's definitely another way to spend your trip. And just because you don't have a story when you come back, a crazy story when you come back, doesn't mean that you're out of the loop.
Exactly. We got your back here at Teen Station.
certainly follow, look at all those websites. Volunteering is certainly a good way to spend your spring break. It's not too late to give back. And your staycations. Everyone loves a staycation. Just watching or looking to see what's in your neighborhood. Or basically coming, if you're making a short trip from New York to D.C. or Philly, or even driving all the way to Florida, and utilizing the apps that we told you here on Blake Radio. We're so excited to talk about spring break. It's certainly a fun time, but at the same time, don't forget, you have a lot to come back to. What's the season that's coming up, Ashley?
Summer.
And dances?
Oh, it's prom season!
Yes, and Ashley is going to take over when we talk about prom season. We're going to have so many helpful tips. We love to talk about issues. We love to talk about politics. But at the same time, we also want to give you helpful tips on what to do right, what not to do, what experiences that we've gone through. In that regard, so we're going to talk about prom and colleges, which is certainly both stressful in different ways, and we're going to talk to you on how to cope with both those things. And Miranda, you can speak personally. You're heading towards that direction with colleges, so you'll be able to speak on a personal note. I'll be able to speak about colleges in the past, and Ashley, you're living the moment, so you can talk about it as well.
I can't wait to talk about prom, you guys.
What do we have in store? Give them a little preview.
What we have in the prom episode, it is a little late, but I have all you people who are last-minute scramblers. I'm going to teach you about how to find the best limo deals, how to find your dress last minute, talking about is it okay to buy your dress online, talking about tuxes, you know, how do you get the right fit? How you're supposed to match your tux to your dates? We're going to talk about prom etiquette, protocol, and all stuff in between. I encourage Miranda and Kendall to ask tons of questions because I've lived it, and this is not something they've lived yet that I could definitely help them on. And hopefully, Tassine, she had a prom too, so we're going to give you guys prom 101. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll play some songs, so just in case you guys are out of the loop with their music, you won't be foreign to these songs, and you'll know what to do. You'll know the beat, and it's going to be a fun show, so please stay tuned. It's going to be in 2 weeks. We'll have it Thursday, same time, 8:30, 9:30 on Teen Station, Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul. And this has been fun. It's been informative. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Miranda, for helping our audience. How can they contact you?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Thy Name is Ashley, and I just started a blog. It is ashleyobserves.wordpress.com, and I would love it if you guys checked it out because it's a baby and it needs encouragement to grow.
Encouragement to grow. We all certainly need that. Thank you so much, guys, and we're going to leave out on a high note. Enjoy your spring break. Get rest. Have fun. But most importantly, stay productive. We'll see you in 2 weeks on Thursday. Have a great night, everyone.
Bye.
Far away from the days where I wouldn't wanna go home, cause I was afraid of the truth. See, I was scared to admit the feeling was in the back of my head. Cause the point where line no longer works, so you have to stand up for how you wanna live. The night is the night. Everybody go.
To Teen Station here on Blake Radio Rainbow Soul, where you can engage in the perspective of all and the opinion of many. This is our untapped truth. So what do you have to say? Have a good night and be safe on the spring break. Good night.